So now, if you'll take a moment to watch what to do when interviewing, take two is the same players, it's the same situation, but it's handled a little bit more professionally. Please take note of the differences between one and two.
Another thing that you need to prepare for are inappropriate questions. Do I have to answer that? An example of those could be something about your marital status. Do you have a family? Are you planning to have a family? Something about your religious affiliation, or perhaps your ethnic origin. There's a number of ways to answer these questions. You're free to answer them. However, keep in mind that if you provide this information, you may jeopardize your chances of getting hired in the event you provide the wrong answer. Another option is you can refuse to answer the question. Sometimes that's awkward, you know, depending on how your refusal is phrased. You may risk risk appearing uncooperative or confrontational and losing the job. So what we recommend is to kind of examine what's the intent of the question and respond with an answer as it might apply to the job. So for instance, if the interview asks, are you a U.S. citizen, or, you know, what country are your parents from? You've been asked an improper question, and you could respond with, well, if you're concerned about me being authorized to work in the U.S., I am authorized. I have a visa, or I'm a citizen of the United States, whatever. Similarly, if the interviewer asks, who's going to take care of your children when you have to travel for the job? Your answer could be, I've got really good child care in place, and it won't be a problem. I can adapt to the work schedule as the job requires.
So keep in mind that the interviewer may not even know that they are asking an illegal question, but that these are questions you need to answer because they are illegal. So there's, again, an example on the interviewing guide found on our website at the Center for Career and Calling that will give you a lot more details.
And there's actually even the link below on this PowerPoint that goes into much more detail on handling improper interview questions.